Within hours of learning that they'd get an effective pay cut, soldiers and their families started venting their frustrations online. The Defence Remuneration Tribunal yesterday confirmed that defence personnel will get a pay rise of 1.5% a year for 3 years. With inflation running over 2%, that amounts to a wage cut in real terms. Those serving in the military can't do a lot to challenge that decision, but they can vent on the Defence Welfare Association's Facebook page, as political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The president of the Defence Force Welfare Association, David Jamieson, says soldiers, sailors, Air Force personnel and their families quickly turned to his association's social media sites.
The comments coming back to us are universally ones of disappointment, of really disillusionment in many ways, and frustration because there's nothing they can do about it. They feel let down. They're saying that the government are awarding themselves significant pay increases, whilst they cop 1.5%. They're making comments that they're being sent off to war in the Middle East again, and this is the signal that they're getting that they're only worth 1.5%. In other words, a pay cut for what they're doing and putting their lives on the line. So there's a degree of disenchantment with the whole process.
Mr. Jamieson's organisation lobbies on their behalf, but it has no power.
We sit outside the process, of course, and we have limited influence, which really is really not satisfactory for anyone.
Defence personnel can't negotiate for a better pay deal, but civilians working for the Defence Department can. Rupert Evans from the Community and Public Sector Union says the public servants sympathise.
Civilian staff are outraged at what the uniformed colleagues are being forced to cop. The agreements are negotiated under two different systems. The Defence Military Personnel, the ADF, decision is not a negotiation, and the civilian workforce is one that is negotiated under the Fair Work Act.
He says if they did get anything better than those in the military, he expects the offer to the military would have to be changed to reflect that.
Our members will be seeking a fair deal, and when it's better than the one provided to the uniformed personnel, we would expect that the uniformed personnel would get an increase in their determination.
But the government sent a clear message with the 1.5% pay offer for those in uniform, and it's not likely to agree to civilians getting any more. Workplace agreements for 165,000 public servants expired in June, and none has been renewed. Staff in two agencies are voting on whether to take industrial action. In human services, staff working in Centrelink, Medicare and child support are being offered pay increases of less than 1%. And the union says it's a sign of growing unrest among public servants that Veterans Affairs staff are now also voting on whether to take protected industrial action.
Political correspondent Louise Yaxley.